The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Going outdoors is okay, but being outside for any length of time is unnatural.
Oh,
it's unnatural. Let's talk about it on Wednesday. Hey, halfway to the weekend, it's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
He's automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Anthony A is a joke man here, okay? He's a comedian, yeah. But when I told him, it's not outdoor man, it was caveman for a reason, you laughed.
That's very true. That's funny.
Because cavemen were looking for some type of shelter. Why is everyone trying to force us outside now? Naked and Afraid, Automatic the other day had on. I'm like, what are you watching? This weird show. These people are outdoors naked and are eating bugs and somebody got sick on snake and there's all these go hiking and go, okay, cool. But then go back inside.
All right.
Okay. Humans are not meant to be outdoors.
Dana's idea of camping is Holiday Inn.
Yes, it is.
Her idea of roughing it is when they don't have the breakfast in the morning.
If they don't have coffee for room service, she's like, oh, we can't be staying here.
You better have my continental breakfast and my little waffle maker. You know, when you go outside and the little waffle's there, you're fighting the kids for the waffle. No, that's my idea of camping.
Don't tell our Sir this, though, Dana, because, you know, I think getting outside is important to ground yourself and connect with Mother Nature.
Put those feet in the dirt, woman. Yeah.
Yes, there it is. Go out there and touch some grass.
I feel attacked. Look, I like going outside. We go for walks.
You barely go out. Yeah, you go outside to exercise. That's it.
Exactly. Why would I want to be outside any longer than I have to be? Indoors is air conditioned. There's water. Outdoors is roughing it. It's hot and humid and just not okay. Nobody wants to be outside.
I like going outside and feeling that sun on your face and feeling the wind in your hair. Like, I love fishing. But my wife here would never go fishing with me.
Oh, man.
And we need to go on a fishing trip.
Yes, this came from this.
We can go to one of these little rivers that's right around here, okay?
We can go fish in the ditch.
Y'all going to come back with some minnows, and nobody's going to want to eat that.
I will say there's a fishing spot that's close to our house, and I've never seen one person leave with a fish.
Uh-oh.
Because you've never been to there, Mr. I'm a fisherman. I like fishing.
I'm going to buy a fishing pole today.
I've known Automatic for almost 20 years, way before we got together. Never once has this man said, I'm going fishing.
Do you know how to tie up the bait, Automatic?
Yep.
You do?
Dude, I was born in Minnesota. I lived on a lake. Oh, I know how to fish. Like, I really know how to fish. I fished consistently till I was probably about 16 or 17.
Now he just goes to the store and says, give me that shrimp right there in the back. We don't even clean it. It's
because I married this outdoorsy girl here. That's why I go fishing all the time.
As long as you know how to tie the bait, because I don't know how to do nothing but drink beer when we go fishing. So
I'll put your worm on the hook, okay?
There it is. Oh, don't ever say that again. I don't know what that means.
National Day, Anthony. Stay inside. Short walks and then go back inside.
One group of people who like the insides, gothic people. And it's World Goth Day, everybody.
For real.
Dana's favorite time of the year of all time was during the pandemic because she didn't have to leave the house.
I have to leave the house. I was like, this is great. No, I realized I kind of already live pandemic ways.
And later today, we do have Crazy Crimes of Passion coming up, which would make sense that we salute one of the most famous fake detectives of all time, Sherlock Holmes Day.
Ooh, I remember reading those books when I was little.
Him? He also was played by Robert Downey Jr.
He also went outside.
can't solve crimes from inside.
No. Most of the crimes were inside scary mansions. They're automatic.
Something that goes good inside or outside, it's World Paloma Day. So raise a glass to Mexico's official national drink.
What is inside of a paloma?
It's tequila, grapefruit, and soda.
It's delicious, Dana.
That's good, dude. Palomas either?
I know.
Well, come on.
You're barely Mexican.
USA, USA.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's Crazy Crimes of Passion, which are true crime stories in under 5 minutes, we're going to talk about the Chicago Tylenol murders.
What?
When you hear a brand like Tylenol, you think trustworthy. As a mother of three beautiful daughters, I've had to use Tylenol for years and years to control their fevers, for myself, for pain. Tylenol is a brand name of acetaminophen.
I just took Tylenol this past week and it cured my hangover.
Yeah, exactly. Like Tylenol for the hangover, right?
Tylenol's everywhere you look.
It is. Well, in 1982, a little girl by the name of Mary Kellerman, only 12 years old, was hospitalized with severe stomach pain. Her parents were asked, did she drink anything? Did she eat anything? And they said, yes, she consumed one capsule of extra strength Tylenol. Little Mary died the next day. Now, you have to understand, back then, there were no protection caps on the bottles of Tylenol.
Yeah.
So then another child became sick, and then an adult became sick, all of whom died. This is all within a month span.
All in Chicago.
All in Chicago. At this point, police begin to suspect that someone in a manufacturing department at Tylenol is doing this on purpose. So one bottle that was owned by Teresa Janice, who was 20, she took one Tylenol and ended up passing. Her roommate gave the bottle to police and they noticed a smell of almonds, which
I love almonds.
Well, not in this case, because the cyanide that the person was poisoning gives off that scent of almonds. And there were 6 tablets missing from the bottle, which means this person was taking them out and then putting them tainted back in the bottle and not even counting, because there were no protection labels at the time. But what I couldn't believe is that 7 people actually died during this period, and the person has never been caught to this day.
What?
The Tylenol poisoner automatic was never caught. I have chills because I thought that they caught the person. I don't know. I mean, I guess because we weren't around or whatever. I thought that this person had been put in prison. Investigators searched for decades and never, ever found out who had poisoned all of these people. They did have a main suspect. The man's name is James William Lewis. He actually wrote a letter to Johnson & Johnson taking responsibility for the deaths, demanding $1 million to stop them. He was taken into custody and then he denied everything, and they could never really put any evidence together because things were so different.
Because they didn't
the
have
80s.
Safety caps. They didn't know if it happened at the actual manufacturing plant
where.
Or if it happened in
the
stores,
the store,
right? Or
exactly. They just did not know. And that is why today, when you get any bottle of medicine, they're capped. Either they have that lock on top or there's some type of plastic or foil on top. And if any of that is tampered with, you know not to take that medicine, take it back to the grocery store, back to the pharmacy, and get your money back.
Mm. I think today's Crazy Crimes of Passion is going to be called the Big Headache.
I just feel so badly for these families because they never got justice. Now, recently, we did a story about applesauce that was tainted. Now, this was happening in some manufacturing area in Mexico.
Yeah.
And the person hasn't been caught, but they kind of had a suspect. And all of a sudden, the suspect is gone. And
he just disappeared, huh?
He just disappeared.
He's putting cyanide in applesauce in Mexico, and then all of a sudden, you can't find him anymore?
Mexican applesauce, that sounds like a death remedy right there to begin with.
It was being distributed throughout the country. But I thought to myself how things have changed because of the suffering of other people. But it is a great thing that we now know that if something is not covered properly, we need to take that back to the store.
And if you have a bottle of Tylenol that doesn't have a safety lock from the 80s, I would throw that out now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Are you tired of all these EDC and Coachella festival prices getting crazy?
Oh.
What if I told you you could plant some glowing flowers for your front yard? Let's talk about this. So you can literally watch your garden glow. There is now a genetically modified bioluminescent petunia.
What?
Keith Wood, who's a PhD, and most of his career he's done pharmaceutical research, has now created flowers, tobacco plants, and other garden plants that glow in the dark. And
how high on mushrooms was he when he did this?
He might put some glowing mushrooms out there, DJ Automatic, I don't know. But he said he wanted to create some one-of-a-kind magic in our lives and offer people something so amazing that they would just bring joy to everyone in their neighborhood.
I don't know about once-in-a-lifetime magic, but it's a good invention, bro.
It does sound like he was on mushrooms, now that I just read that statement.
Well, from one drug story to another. So one of the biggest drug testing labs in the country says that workers are cheating on drug tests at the highest rate in 30 years.
At the highest rate? Ba-dum-bum.
Nice.
Pun intended. And the majority of those are coming from marijuana, which really isn't a surprise because it's legal in so many places. The people are actually using synthetic urine, though.
That's one way to get it done. I like the windows more myself.
I always went with a cleansing system.
Yeah, you do that and it gives you like
Or guess what, guys?
Window.
Here's the cheapest way to do it. Drink a couple gallons of water.
How about me? Like me. Just don't do drugs.
That's actually what
there
advice
you go.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah, I'm like, how about just stay clean?
I'm trying to go see glowing flowers.
Have you ever had to use a Wizinator, dude? That's a crazy one.
I would never admit to that.
That's tomorrow's WTF, the Wizinator.
All right, let's go to New Jersey, where a woman experienced lockjaw after yawning to the point to where she had to go to the hospital.
She yawned with her mouth wide open?
I'm sure she was yawning.
Okay, hey, dude, chill out. Jenna Citrana was on her way home from the gym where she yawned, and her brother thought originally she was playing a prank on her, but no, they had to take her to the hospital, where the hospital in New Jersey had to give her 4 muscle relaxers relaxers, and it took four medical professionals to get her jaw back into place.
Ladies, this is the excuse you use from now on.
Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to do that. No.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, it's the Dana Cortez Show, and we got Katarina on the line. Mama, are you ready to play Who's Lying? You ready to do this?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Well, let's do it. Why oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Why you always lying?
Katarina.
Oh, my
Katarina.
God. Stop being lying.
Now, of course, hopefully, if you get this right, you're going to get some DCS merch where we have T-shirts and crew necks and hoodies you get to pick. And we're going to go around the room and tell you a little bit about ourselves to catch if somebody is telling a lie. Katarina, my name is Dana Cortez. And the first time I went to a big festival, I was actually working in radio. And two other radio queens gave me a ride, and then they left me there. They were being mean girls. No cell phone, no ride. I had to bum a ride off of someone that I barely knew to get back home. And to this day, I still feel bad about that day.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was not a good experience. The concert was good, though.
DJ Automatic here. The first big trip I ever took to a festival was actually Winter Music Conference in Miami. And the only way I could get there was to use my student loan money. So I took $3,500 out of my student loans, and I headed to Miami for the weekend. And I'm not going to lie, I had the time of my life. Got back home. Of course, you got to pay those back eventually. And it took me a good, I don't know, 10 years. And Dana Cortez here actually helped me pay off those loans.
Yeah, even though I wasn't with him at the time.
Yo, what's up? My name is Anthony A. And one time I took a girl on a date to a Wiz Khalifa concert where Ty Dolla $ign was opening up for her. And we went to go hang out and partake with Ty Dolla $ign. And wouldn't you know, one of his friends took my girl and politely asked me to go ahead and leave the green room area. And, you know, she got home on her own way. I don't know how that happened, but that's the story of how Ty Dolla $ign's friend stole my girl.
Katarina, one of us is telling a story. If you guess correctly, you get to pick the DCS merch. Who's lying?
I want to say maybe Dana.
No. I wish I was lying.
Gotcha.
I wish I was lying. They left me there, girl. They were so mean. And then I did these ugly things back to them. And then I felt really bad. And after that, I promised myself I would only try to empower women moving forward because I felt so terrible. And they're where they are, and I am where I am. You know what I'm saying?
It was me who was lying. Ty Dolla $ign is a good guy, and he would never allow anybody to steal my girl because he would say, you know what? You don't need that girl, Anthony. So
didn't you get your girl stolen from an NBA player?
Those are NBA players.
That's the difference.
Those are athletes, not music artists.
Not rappers.
Like Ty is a caring man.
Katarina, I love you so much, girl. I wish you would have won. You mean the world to us just listening every single day and playing the game. I really, really appreciate you.
I appreciate y'all.
Girl, we love you. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Yes, ma'am.
Man, I really wanted Katarina to win. That's okay. That's okay. Guess what? We need someone to play. 877-730-DCS1. Leave us a message. And next week, we could be calling you to play Who's Lying.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Who is this woman that Bad Bunny's been supposedly ordered to pay $40 million to?
Hey.
We'll talk about this and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A. Famous people's birthdays first.
We have Naomi Campbell celebrating her birthday, TikTok star Erica Ha, and YouTube sensation Emma Chamberlain celebrating her birthday.
For those of us who love to watch fashion and runway, man, Miss Naomi Campbell, that catwalk, she had the best walk in the game. Happy birthday to you, queen. All right, so on top of Eminem posting a photo. Well, first of all, congratulations. His daughter Haley just got married. But he also posted a photo that said, and for my last trick, and he's referencing the death of Slim Shady, which is a project he's putting out, right? There's a date on there, May 31st. Good idea, bad idea, Eminem putting out new music at this stage. And I don't mean his age. I mean that Marshall Mathers LP, one of the greatest hip-hop albums of all time, why would you even want to try to up that?
Okay, the promo's good because he took it out an obituary in Detroit saying that Slim Shady was dying. So that
Or
he's dead. That I think the promo's good.
He's working with Dr. Dre.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. No, I don't
know. It's a beautiful time for Eminem to step back into the rap game because if you think about like the height of the Drake and Kendrick beef and what Eminem does is like arguably the godfather of battle rap. So it's good to hear. And I can't wait to hear what he has to say about all this.
I mean, you're right. I didn't even think about that. This could be the best thing for Eminem's career ever because people actually are caring about lyrics again.
We shall see.
Slim Shady.
All right, so speaking of lyrical geniuses, Bad Bunny, who I absolutely love. There were reports over and over all over different publications stating that his ex-girlfriend, Caliz de la Cruz, had won a $40 million lawsuit against him for him profiting from her voice. This is her. Bunny, baby. And I remember Automatic and I were having this conversation. I was like, well, you know, he shouldn't have done that. You know, $40 million, and you thought it was too much
money. $40 million is a lot for a drop. I could see her getting $4 million.
Well, it's not true.
Nope.
Oh, good.
Godlise is an attorney. Ooh. Hold on, Anthony. She's an attorney, and she said not true. So I think she's seeking some type of compensation, and rightfully so. But I don't know if she's going to get $40 million. What if she gets more? She's an attorney. He went on and did it, even though she told him, don't do that.
If she's an attorney, she should have knew what she was getting into, dog. Dated music artist. I'm on Bad Bunny's team.
You're
going to
do voice drops for him? Guess what? He's going to use them.
Because as a comedian, if I have to sit there and pay people for all the jokes I tell about them, dude, I'm screwed, dog. I'm not going to do that. So I'm
team Bad. We would owe a lot of people a lot of money. You're right. I didn't even think about that.
I'm team Bad Bunny, dog.
That's your Daily Dirt. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of the most popular fast food spots in the country is now offering a $5 value meal. I'll tell you what it is in food news. Time for how to have checks on your Wednesdays. The Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
All right, so Memorial Day weekend's coming up. AAA says it's going to be like 3.6 million people traveling.
Dang.
Gas has gone down, finally, to $3.44 a gallon. Maybe a little bit less. I don't know. I don't like driving long periods of time with family, with children.
Here we go.
Automatic is the worst driver. He's my husband, for those who don't know.
How did I know this is coming?
And it's scary. And also just sitting in the car for that amount of time, having to stop.
Dana doesn't like to go outside. Dana doesn't like to drive long distances. Dana doesn't really like to leave the couch.
You know what? In Dana's defense right now, Automatic, before we hit the air, you told her, hey, tell something exciting. So
yeah,
that's
I'm
just
like, yeah, you did.
Talking about how much she doesn't like to drive with you, then you know what? Let's do it.
You're horrible. You're a horrible driver. And Anthony's been in the car with you. In fact, recently you were driving people around and somebody was saying a rosary in the back seat.
You know what?
Because you're a horrible driver.
Hey, at least gas is cheaper, okay?
Sometimes you got to choose a side. I'm going to choose Dana's side on this one. There was one time where you were driving, dude. I remember, I think I asked her, I was like, yo, are you mad?
You have to ask
him
questions.
No, I probably was. I am usually angry while I'm driving.
We went to a world champion, Michael Carvajal. He's a world champion boxers event. Otto hits the curb hard.
Oh, no.
And I got scared and he gets mad at me. He got mad at me.
Because I'd already hit the curb. I didn't need to be reminded of it.
You know, gas prices going down, stress levels going up.
Ladies, right, if it wasn't for us, would our men be able to get from A to B? Hell no. 877-730-DCS1. Now DJ Automatic, food news.
McDonald's has a $5 value meal that's coming to us on June 25th.
Let's go. $5. What are we getting?
You're going to get a McChicken or a McDouble, four-piece chicken nugget, fry, and a drink. For $5.
Hey, that's some work right there.
Those are like 90s prices.
Yeah, this reminds me of when Wendy's used to do a double junior bacon cheeseburger.
Yes.
This is great.
So we got gas going down. We got McDonald's dropping their prices. What is going on?
Only for a limited time, though.
Mm-hmm.
How long is it going to be there?
It's just going to be for a month.
See how they get you? They get you pulling in.
I think what they're trying to do is gas prices.
And then the next time you come, it's like $8.99.
What they're trying to do is, I think, just see how many people are actually going to come in for that $5 meal.
All right.
There you go.
Just think about it. Everything costs like triple what it used to cost at fast food.
I never wanted to say this so much, but yo, get to McDonald's. This is our opportunity, guys, to keep these prices the same, y'all.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick it off with World Paloma Day, all right? It's the national drink of Mexico, and it's made from tequila, grapefruit, and soda.
Okay, these guys say it's delicious. I don't really drink that much, so I'm going to stay silent on this one.
Dude, you know what? You stay away from Palomas, dog. I don't want to see
Dana. We don't like drunk Dana.
Nah, not at all.
I know, exactly.
You might not like my driving, you'll really hate drunk Dana.
And shout out to all the homies in gothic clothing. It is World Goth Day. And we also live the goth lifestyle.
I went through my goth phase. I used to have really long hair and I dyed it black. And I'm really pale. I'm very wetita. And I remember my mom telling me, that's not your best look. And I was like, whatever, mom. And I go back and look at the pictures. I'm like, man, mama was right. That was not my best look.
This day in 2010, a homie in Florida bought two large pizzas in exchange for 10,000 Bitcoin.
Dang.
And it was the first thing that Bitcoin was ever purchased with. So it is Bitcoin Pizza Day. Shouting out all the Bitcoin out there.
Man, shout out to all the guys that lost hundreds of thousands.
I haven't lost hundreds of thousands of dollars, but I have gained $2.
two
How
bucks.
How much Bitcoin do you have?
$10 into Bitcoin, and right now my Bitcoin crypto balance is sitting at $12.79.
Okay, rich man, $2.
I get two of those McDonald's meals. What's up, dog?
I put 40 in, and now it's worth like $11.60.
Damn. You can barely buy two of those McDonald's meals.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We always advocate for healthy. Myself, Dana Cortez, I've kept over 60 pounds off for over a decade, okay? But here I am talking automatic, my husband, Anthony A., about those times that you just feel the need for a little trash food. Well, a little fast food. It doesn't have to be trash food. I shouldn't say that, but I mean, fast food.
The main reason we're talking about this, though, is because fast food prices have risen like 25% since 2019.
Yet we're still pulling up to the drive-thru.
Well, my Taco Bell order has gone through the roof.
Oh, my God, dude.
But tell them why, Automatic.
What
tell
is your
why.
Taco Bell
okay,
order?
So I like to go three soft Supreme tacos.
Okay.
And then I go a hard shell Supreme taco with a bean burrito, which I in turn make it into a double-decker because they don't serve the double-decker anymore. And then I come with a chicken quesadilla to top it all off Mountain Dew.
Listen,
and now it's like $25. I used to be able to get that for like 10 bucks.
$800, because did you see how long it took him just to get that? Imagine being in line with this man.
Dude, if you put that ingenuity into something more productive.
It's called mixing when I'm a DJ. I put it all together.
So wait, hold on. You get the bean burrito and then you put the hard shell taco on top of it?
I open it up and put it inside, and now I have a double decker.
I've never been more proud of you as a friend.
Thank you, as a homie. That is great, dude.
The craziest thing I do is I go to Burger King and I'll order the Whopper, and then I'll put the fries in the Whopper. That's my favorite thing.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope. There's no.
See? You're not going to complain about the prices like I do?
Because I know what I'm signing up for, dog. When I'm there at the King, I'm ready to pay King.
You order
prices.
500 things automatic. You got everybody waiting behind you. You have the lady behind the counter completely confused.
It's your world. Get in there.
I'm a Whataburger girl, but there's not Whataburger everywhere all over the country. People are missing out. Anyway, but you know, there's always a Mickey D's. You can complain about McDonald's, whatever, but you know you're going to get what you get. It's always
who complains about
burger.
McDonald's? If they
people always are, oh,
I don't,
McDonald's.
They're not my
I
friends.
Complain about McDonald's.
Oh, you do?
Yes, because Dana wants to go there all the time instead of Taco Bell.
So anyway, I get the double cheeseburger. I get two of those, no onions. I get a 20-piece chicken nugget because I know Automatic, although he complains, he's going to eat all the nuggets. Large fries and a Diet Coke because I'm watching my weight.
Hold on. Dana, tell him that she takes off all the buns.
I take all the bun off the cheeseburger, put extra ketchup and mustard on there, and that's it.
So basically, she's eating a, I don't know what if you want to call that meat.
If there was ever
a meat witch.
That is a crazy part of your documentary, if there's ever a documentary about Dana Cortez. Like, and then she would proceed to remove
the
buns.
Automatic and I sound like serial killers.
That's what I'm saying.
What's your favorite cheat food?
There's nothing weird about my Taco Bell order.
Cheat food, 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.